A Smart Blatodia.
That morning, Jim Sams, clever but by no means profound, woke from uneasy dreams to find himself transformed into a gigantic creature. For a good while, he remained on his back, not his favourite posture, and regarded his distant feet, his paucity of limbs, with consternation. A mere 4, of course, and quite unmovable. His own little brown legs, for which he was already feeling some nostalgia, would have been waving merrily in the air, however hopelessly. He lay still, determined not to panic. Our kind is at least 300 million years old. Merely 40 years ago in this city, we were a marginalized group, despised, objects of scorn or derision. At best, we were ignored. At worst, loathed. But we kept to our principles, and very slowly at first, but with gathering momentum, our ideas have taken hold. Our core belief remained steadfast. We always acted in our own best interests. As our Latin name, Blatodia, suggests, we are creatures that shun the light. We understand and love the dark. In recent times, these past 200,000 years, we have lived alongside humans, and have learned their particular taste for that darkness, to which they are not as fully committed as we are. But whenever it is predominant in them, so we have flourished. Where they have embraced poverty, filth, squalor, we have grown in strength. And by tortuous means and much experiment and failure, we have come to know the preconditions for such human ruin. War and global warming certainly, and, in peacetime, immovable hierarchies, concentrations of wealth, deep superstition, rumour, division, distrust of science, of intellect, of strangers, and of social cooperation. You know the list. In the past, we have lived through great adversity, including the construction of sewers, the repulsive taste for clean water, the elaboration of the germ theory of disease, peaceful accord between nations. We have indeed been diminished by these and many other depredations, but we have fought back. And now, I hope and believe, that we have set in train the conditions of a renaissance.